is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, welcome aboard Six After on this Thursday. Welcome to it. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. You can go to stevegruber.com to listen live or to go to podcast. Podcast can also be found on iTunes. And you can follow me on Facebook at The Steve Gruber Show and on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. All these resources we put together for you on a daily basis. You can also find headlines at MTN News Network on Facebook. State and regional headlines for you, updated almost constantly. It's a hell of a good news feed. You'll like it. All right, so Congress overrode Barack Obama on the 9/11 bill yesterday. First time they have overridden a veto in his presidency. Overwhelmingly so, a clear rebuke of his stand on blocking victims and their families from potentially suing Saudi Arabia. Hillary is offering free college in exchange for some votes. Hillary Clinton, not shy. She'll buy your vote. She'll do it for a free college education, free tuition for families making $125,000 and less. Flint gets the money, by the way. Flint will get money for the lead contamination issues in that city. It was part of the deal struck by Congress yesterday, a bipartisan deal. Republicans and Democrats coming together to give Flint some cash. And Donald Trump landed in a bunch of money, $18 million in a single day. $18 million in a single day following Monday's debate. So the mainstream media may have thought that Hillary Clinton won, but, well, Donald Trump's donors certainly didn't. And it came from big places. Wall Street and philanthropists, including the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson, Hollywood producer Steve Mnuchin, among the big names pouring money now into the Trump campaign. Massive funding day, said Mnuchin, the Trump campaign's finance chairman. With this kind of energy and generous support behind us, we're going to have President Donald J. Trump in the White House, he said. But despite all of that, anxiety is high among the Hollywood elite. Mnuchin doing his part, but the Hollywood elite and Oscar winners and sports stars and people like Bill Gates are building lavish bunkers. I mean, underground homes, if you will. The amenities range from swimming pools to bowling alleys. No kidding. As global anxiety fuels sales, and owners apparently believe they might be the next Adam and Eve. Good job to have, I suppose, if you get it. What do you need to do, babe? Well, repopulate the world. All right, well, let's try that. Given the increased frequency of terrorist bombings and so forth, there's an underlying sense of havoc that is being fueled by the divisive political season, without question. So it's no surprise that home security is going over the top and hitting luxurious new heights, or rather new lows. The average depth, by the way, of this new breed of safe haven that occupies thousands of square feet is 10 feet or more underground, subterranean. You know, this isn't your father's mouse trail, I'll tell you that. They're pulling out all the stops in some fashions, and I was looking at some of these things online. It is absolutely incredible. When you talk about being a prepper and getting ready, well, let me tell you something. These folks, you haven't seen anything like it. Anytime there's a turbulent political landscape, we see a spike in our sales. Given this election is as turbulent as it is, we're gearing up for even more sales, says marketing director Brad Roberson of sales of bunkers that started $39,000 and can run as high as, get this, $8.35 million. And by the way, if you need a 12-stall horse shelter, it comes in just a skosh under $100,000. So if your horses need a place to stay during the apocalypse, they're covered too. And by God, why wouldn't they be? I mean, I'd probably take my dog with me, but horses, I mean, that takes a lot of resources, I would think. A lot of these companies are in Texas, by the way. If you look this up online, you'll be shocked as I was to find these 6, 8, 10, 12, 50-person shelters, right? And they're all pre-built, and then they bring them to your home usually in pieces and bury them in the ground. And they hook up water supplies and air filters, and all the amenities are then, you know, worked on, cleaned up. But the waiting list is years. The waiting list is years. Now, you ask yourself, where are the most popular places to build these things? This is what's really frightening. Maryland. Maryland. More of these giant shelters are going in Maryland than anywhere else around the country. What does that tell you? It tells you the people in Washington, D.C., your congressmen, your members of Congress and your senators, they seem to know more than you and I do when it comes to building these things. Mike Peters, owner of a Utah-based Ultimate Bunker, which builds high-end versions in California, Texas, and Minnesota, says this: people are going for luxury to live underground because they see the future is going to be rough. Everyone I've talked to thinks we are doomed, no matter who is elected. Now, there's the optimism. We like doomed, he says. Robert Vecino, founder of Del Mar, California-based Vivos, which constructs upscale community bunkers in Indiana, he believes coastal flooding scenarios preclude bunkers being safely built west of the Rockies. All right, so it's bunker time. Getting ready for the apocalypse with a swimming pool and a stall for 12 horses. Philip on the line in Flint. Philip, what do you think of all that?
Well, I was thinking about the energy thing. You know, it's kind of like reminds me of Solyndra. I guess, you know, every single form of renewable energy makes waste, no matter what you pick. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, it isn't going to happen overnight. It isn't like Hillary Clinton can wave her hand and everybody will stop using coal overnight.
And nor should for God's sake. And nor should they, Philip. I mean, let's be honest. Go out. You live where? In Flint, right? And despite the problems
of
Flint,
I live in a place where you can't drink the water unless it's filtered.
Right, which is, you know, there's some truth to that, but it's not true in all the houses, obviously, as you know. But is the air clean to breathe? That's all I want to know. I know that it's rhetorical. The answer is yes. Philip, I have to run because Kathy's on the line to the south in Portage, south of Flint, that is, in Portage today. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
My question is, you know, of all the times they decide to override, I feel this one is the one they shouldn't have. To me, it's opening up a Pandora's box for all the other countries to sue us. Can you imagine the litigation?
Everybody, well, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, and that's something that that I was thinking about is a possibility. Unintended consequences could come from this bill. But overwhelming that they said they crafted it so narrowly that the president was wrong on this one. But who knows? I mean, it's hard to trust any of these people anymore, to tell you the truth.
I have a question for you. As far as the survivors of 9/11 go, when is enough enough?
Well, that's true. It's been 15 years, so maybe you have a point there, Kathy. Thanks for checking in. Kathy's checking in Portage from WKMI. Philip, of course, listening to WFNT in Flint. Back in just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.